Hello and welcome. It's Tammy Lawrence, Symbolisti here. Thank you for joining us for the I'm Still Here, Messages from the Other Side podcast. Each week, we'll be talking to individuals who believe that they have had messages from the other side. So interesting to hear as we all share our time together, still here. Hello, listeners. It's Tammy here. I hope you're having a good new year. Happy New Year, by the way. The funniest thing happened over the Christmas holidays. It was the 23rd of December, and I had taken my dad to the Brantford Mall to get his vaccine shot. As we were waiting for his time, we were walking around the mall, and there was not much happening because we just had to hurry up and wait. As we were waiting, I noticed one of the mobile carriers who I had suggested that dad should switch over to because he lives in the country, and the service that he was getting from the company he was with at that time was really bad. Even with the booster, it wasn't giving him a good cell phone reception. We walked over to the service provider and asked a few questions and asked how long it would take to get his phone moved over to that company versus the company he was currently with. And the woman said, oh, it'll take about 15 minutes. So she said, well, all I need is your account number from your other company. And she said, actually, they have a kiosk just down a little way. So if you go and ask them, then you'll be able to do it that way. Dad had to think about it and decide if he wanted to do it or not. So we walked away from there. And I said, well, actually, if you have the app on your phone, it'll have the account number on there. So you won't have to worry about going into the other kiosk. You can just get it directly off your phone. He tried to get into the phone and it wasn't working, and he couldn't get any internet at all on the phone. So we ended up going to the kiosk. As we were doing all of this, we're standing in front of this shop, and I looked over as we were walking past the first time and noticed this beautiful sign. And it was about messages from the other side. And it was had a cardinal on it, and it was very pretty font all over the place. And the words are something along the lines of, if you want a message from the other side, all you have to do is look up. Again, it was in passing. I glanced at it and read it quickly and kept on going. So as we were still trying to figure out how to get his phone to work, he stopped directly in front of the shop for a second time. Well, as he does this, I look over, and if I don't see another sign on their wall that had the words to the song, You Are My Sunshine. Now, that is the funniest thing on the planet because my brother, when he was a kid, loved that song so much. And he would always ask mom to sing him, You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine, that song. Anyways, so the script was all written out on this placard. So I had to just laugh so much because we definitely got a message at Christmas from either my mom or my brother or the two of them, and I'll take it from both of them. It was one of those things that I totally could have missed. In fact, my dad did miss it because he was the one that stopped in front of that shop. And as we were standing there and I saw the sign, You Are My Sunshine, I had to take him over. So I showed him the first sign that said, if you want a sign from the other side, all you have to do is look up. And then walked him over and showed him the You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine, You Make Me Happy When Skies Are Gray sign that was on the wall. And he got tears in his eyes and he said, oh, he didn't really know what to say at that point. But we both agreed that it was definitely a sign. And I said, and you almost totally missed it, but it was a sign for the two of us. I grabbed it, and I think my mom probably stopped him right in front of that store and said, look at your phone right here, right now. In other news, he does have a new service provider and his cell phone works much better than it did before. Remembering that we do need to work through our grieving in our own time and in our own way. One of the ways that I found very helpful is through art. These are things that I've used many times for myself to help process my grief, or even just to take a time away from grieving and give me something to do while I kind of let those thoughts percolate in the background of my mind. You can find my work on Amazon, Tammy Lawrence Symbolisti. If you search my name, you can find the coloring books. You can also find the links in the show notes below. There are three books up there that deal directly with grief. Some of them just filled with clip art, but it is a nice way for you to sit down and just get your thoughts out there on paper. Journaling using a pen and paper or a pencil, whatever you want to use, is very helpful because it gets us out of our mind and it clears space so that other things can come in. if we spend all of our time just typing or on computer and on these devices, it's not as helpful as if you were to sit down and actually write it out. You could write a letter wherever you are in your grieving journey. I hope that you find some time to connect with your loved ones in a way that is meaningful just for you. Even if it's only going outside on a milder day, possibly than today is, just go for a lovely walk and bring back some of your favorite memories. Know that they are with you while we process our time still being here. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again very soon. We're so grateful for our guests for sharing their time with us and sharing their experiences. It's wonderful to know that we're not alone, and it's so great to hear that even though our loved ones have passed, that they are still here with connections, albeit different from before. Be sure to subscribe and to share this podcast. If you have an experience that you'd like to share, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Please email me. We're also grateful to Kevin McLeod and to Computech for sharing this wonderful background music entitled Happy Dreams. Thank you for sharing your time with us. May you enjoy your time still being here.